I don't think the statement meets the expectations of the revolutionaries in Tahrir Square. The problem is that the Supreme Military Council has lost its credibility among those people, and the revolutionaries look at them as being the force behind the violence that has been taking place the past 4 days. So now we have a problem where the military council itself is not accepted by the people at Tahrir Square. So I don't think that the statement that he just made will resolve the problem, and I think the demonstrations will continue for the next few days until another solution is found.
How do you think your party, as well as anti-government protesters, will receive the formation of a new cabinet?
Well, I think if a new cabinet has faces or includes faces that are accepted by the majority of the population, and if the military council, for example, decides to include within it a few civil consultants within the council itself, I think maybe that will bring back confidence to the council. There are a few names who are very well respected in the Egyptian society, and I think if they join the military council and become advisors to the council, I think that will give people some hope that we are finally on the right track. But just changing government and having another government with limited authority like the one that we had before, I don't think that the people are ready to go back home if only that happens.
The protesters are saying they have lost faith and confidence in the military council, and they want immediate transfer of power to civilian administration or civilian transitional authority. Do you foresee this happening?
I think there is the military council, even if they want to do that, there is a real practical problem in doing that because I don't think there are any personalities that all people will agree on. And no matter who they choose to transfer power to, I don't think there will be an agreement on that person. So there is a problem right there. But if they form a committee of consultants to the council, I think maybe that would be a better solution.
What solution will your party advocate to resolving this current crisis in Egyptian politics?
Well, today our party was represented in the meeting that the military council had with all political parties. Our suggestion was first to postpone the parliamentary elections for a few weeks until the security situation gets better. Number two is to transfer power immediately to a civil presidential council and to let that presidential council form a new government. Those were our suggestions, but apparently from General Tantawi's speech, I guess those suggestions were not accepted.